So first, Coach, kind of tell me how the offseason's been going for you guys.
Really busy, and I know that's a cliche, but, you know, we had some staff changes and then certainly took a long look at our player development program, kind of what we've been doing and making some modifications, and certainly spring practice, but I felt like our players have handled it well, the transition, and it's been a long, hot summer, and I know we're excited, and our players are anxious to get started with camp August the 2nd.
Cool, and we're here to also give you coverage about Battle of the Piney Woods. Can you kind of talk about what that game means to your university and the kids on the team?
Yeah, well, first of all, what a tremendous experience, a great venue. It gives you know, both programs, young men, the opportunity to compete in you know, a bona fide National Football League environment. I think both alumni bases have embraced you know, the opportunity to come and you know, participate in this game. And now that it's in Houston, you know, to see the sea of orange and the sea of purple, and I think that's pretty cool for our players. Obviously, we have not been as successful as we'd like to the last several years. I think that's a credit to, you know, to Sam Houston, and I'm always one to give, you know, coaches and players, they do a heck of a job. With that said, though, you know, we look at that game every year as a great opportunity. Our young men look forward to that game, and I think both fan bases do as well. So hopefully, you know, we can turn the worm a little bit this year down at NRG.
And I'm sure the kids already got their juices flowing because it is a rivalry game and it means a lot to those kids. But can you kind of tell me if you think it makes a difference that it's played in Energy Stadium with it being a pro stadium? Do kids kind of – do you notice anything different as a coach?
Yeah, you know, at my previous school, we had had a pretty successful record against Sam Houston. And I'm talking about the years that they had gone on to the, you know, national championship game. And then, you know, I think at some level – I don't know if intimidated is the word a little bit. You know, you get into this environment that we aren't familiar with. And, of course, Sam plays in the same environment. But it is a little bit different. You don't know if the roof's open, roof's closed. And then it's a game you haven't had the type of success that you want to have in it. But we've got to put all that aside. And we've just got to prepare better, coach better. And play better football. And like I said, you know, Sam has done an amazing job the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, and give those guys credit. But I think that, you know, our young people are looking forward to making a difference in that game. And again, what a great venue, 30,000 people. And ESPN always carries it at some level. And I just think it's great for college football. And again, gives both programs that opportunity to play on the biggest stage that you can play on.